Murph, how you doing today?
I'm great. I was just thinking that the divergence of opinion you guys have on the Bills is exactly the reason why the Bills are not playing in Toronto anymore. The fans are all over the place, just like you guys. You got too many favorites up there. Pick a team. I'm talking to the whole city. Come on.
Murph, the problem is, for me, of my vintage, I was the excuse for my old man to get home from church early when the game started at 12:30. I'd be whisked out of church, and he would say to my mom, got to get the boys home, got to get Mark and Paul home, ostensibly, when in fact he wanted to go home and watch Jimmy Brown and Leroy Kelly. And being the border city here with the NFL, Cleveland was the closest team. And he put the bad seed in my head about, the other league, the AFL. Who wants to watch the Bills? And I would say, but Dad, Cookie Gilchrist, forget that minor league stuff. So I'm kind of a closet Bills guy. I was just never allowed to be. And now that Eric's on board, I just, out of principle, I can't be.
All right, you'll grow into him, I'm sure. You'll get used to it.
Hey, you know, Murph, joking aside, I know you're saying it somewhat in jest. I honestly didn't think I'd be starting the conversation here, but I'd be interested in your perspective, because not only the voice of the Bills, but you've been covering sports in Western New York for a long time, a lot of different sports as well. When it comes to basketball, and we've had these conversations, myself and Jonesy, over the years, and I know Jack Armstrong, our friend and colleague, has brought this up as well, living in Lewiston right over the border.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Buffalo in, clearly, New York State. There are a lot of, I would assume, Western New Yorkers that are fans of the New York Knicks. How many people in Buffalo watch, care about, cheer for the Toronto Raptors? Because to your point about how come there aren't more Bills fans in Toronto, are there more Raptor fans in Buffalo? Because clearly there are Blue Jays fans now with the connection with the Bisons and now with the Jays playing in Buffalo, and it could very well be the Raptors playing in Buffalo in 4 or 5 months as well, depending on how things shake out. What about the Raptor fan base and NBA fans in Western New York?
That's a really good question. I know, I'm just going to guess there. I have no scientific evidence, but I would imagine there are more Raptor fans than Knicks fans. I mean, the Knicks have been abysmal for so long now. When I was growing up in the 70s, the Knicks were a fun team and a kind of the it team, but that's eras ago. And I don't know if anybody or I don't think too many around here follow the Knicks. I think the Raptors championship last year went a long way towards establishing them as Buffalo's team. And, you know, there are Cleveland Cavalier fans here, at least people who head down to Cleveland to get their NBA fix too, you know, so there's not really one predominant team, but if there is, I would guess the Raptors or Cleveland really would be the one here.
Murph, I just want to know that if the Raptors do relocate to Buffalo because of whatever's going on with the border, that Eric and I have, a couple of bunk beds in your garage or something like that in case we're covering the Buffalo Raptors. But for me, I think this is the year the Bills could win the division. And I'm Eric knows this. I'm a Cam Newton fan, but playing for New England, to me, that's the definition of mixed emotions. That's like, as one of my buddies said, watching your mother-in-law drive over the cliff in your Benz. And I just think this is the year for the Bills before Cam gets really established, although he looked good last week. Is this the year that they win this division?
Yeah, I mean, it's all set up for him. You know, the general manager here, Brandon Bean, the Monday, a week and a half ago before the season began, plainly stated that that's the goal, win the division, get at least one, maybe a couple of home games that makes it a lot easier to go deep into the playoffs. So they're not running and hiding from it. I think they would have said that regardless of whether, you know, Tom Brady stayed in New England or Cam Newton came to New England. I think they realized that, you know, you have a very short window to do these things, and they have set themselves up. They've had a good off season. Obviously, things were derailed or at least slowed down with the coronavirus and the quarantine. But I think they've done a good job of holding it together and putting a good team together. So, yeah, I think, are they favorites? I would think so. I think Cam Newton makes a difference for New England. Is it enough of a difference to put them over the top? I don't know. I spent last night watching the Patriots-Dolphins game, and quite frankly, I think the Bills really have more talent than both of those teams right now. So we'll see how it plays out.
Speaking with John Murphy, the voice of the Buffalo Bills. Murph, in week one, he didn't find the end zone, but I thought he still looked pretty darn good. What can we expect from Stephon Diggs this year in the combination and the chemistry as it continues to grow with Josh Allen?
Yeah, he was really good. 9 targets, made 8 catches. And, you know, I think a lot of people thought that Stephon Diggs would provide a deep passing element to the Buffalo offense. They never even tried that last week against the Jets. I think the wind had something to do with it, but they're really effective without going deep to Stephon Diggs. He's an excellent route runner, one of the best in the game. I think he and Josh Allen, again, it's a work in progress because they didn't have much of an offseason to work on it, but they're slowly developing the chemistry and developing that kind of instantaneous communication, knowing where the other guy's going to be. I think he's going to be very productive. I think he's – and one thing about Diggs that I really liked was he got right in the face of several New York Jets, you know, as the game went along, and he's kind of a talker, probably trash talker. Towards the end of the game, he was right in front of the Jets bench and was – you know, kind of dogging the Jets bench, yapping at them. And I think they like that. I think it's an edge that this offense may have needed. And I think Diggs is going to bring a lot to the party here. I really do. I think he's a very good player and a very good teammate so far as well.
Murph, when this team gets going, Buffalo, what are they going to hang their hat on? Defense, ball control offense, yeah. Quick strike offense. What's going to be their calling card?
I think it's the defense. And their vets appear to be, I mean, we're making, sweeping statements after one game. They appear to be a much improved offense, but they've been one of the top five defenses in the NFL for Sean McDermott's tenure here. And last year they were number three, number two in points allowed. I think they're going to be right there again with their defense. They lost Lorenzo Alexander, and they lost, you know, Shaq Lawson. But their defense is strong. They added a couple of new pieces, neither one of them whom played last week, including A.J. Epenesa, their first draft pick, and Josh Norman, who was a pretty good acquisition, a veteran corner. I think they're going to be better defensively. I think they'll be a top three defense. Is the ability to score points. And you want to throw it. The Bills showed last week they can throw it a lot and pretty successfully, obviously against a team, the Jets, it's not that good. And I think eventually they'll start to run the ball much better than they did on Sunday against the Jets also.
Speaking with John Murphy, radio voice of the Buffalo Bills. Murph, I was just about to ask you about that very thing. You know, as good as Josh Allen looked, in spite of the turnover there, at least early in the game, the one, he looked solid. The arm looked great. Diggs and the passing game. But the run game, I certainly expected to see a little bit more from whether it be Moss and or Singletary. How much of a concern is that, or how much of a focus is that heading into week two against the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think it's a concern. Averaged like 2.3 yards per carry, the two of them, Singletary and Moss. So they can do better. The Bills were up against last year's number two rushing defense in the league, so that was a factor. But moreover, it's the offensive line, and it's an offensive line that has most of its pieces intact. They have a new right tackle, and they moved Cody Ford, last year's second-round pick, moved him inside to play guard. So that group, without any preseason, without a whole lot of training camp, that group was challenged to kind of put itself together on the fly against the Jets last week. There's definitely room for improvement, and I think we'll see it. They really do, as much fun as they have thrown the ball and as much of an open window that is for the Bills to have a good passing offense, they haven't had one for a while. I think at their heart, they really do want to run the ball and run the ball well, and especially as the weather turns when we get into November and December, they're going to need to run the ball well.
Murph, in terms of, you know, the skill position, Josh Allen, when you think about his another year older, and you're around him, you see him, you talk to him, what are you seeing in terms of maturity and experience that's you know, that's saying this kid gets it. He understood last year. He knows what he has to do to get better. What are you seeing from him that says, I mean, it was a great pick when people were questioning it. He proved last year, and I mean, he can't succumb to any kind of jinxes or anything this year. But what are you seeing from the kid after being around him and talking to him?
Yeah, you know, he is very similar to the way he was as a rookie, and I don't think the Bills or anybody here can take credit for that. I mean, he obviously has had a good upbringing. He's very mature. He's a very hard worker. He takes his job very seriously and works on it every offseason. He does a lot of work on it. And I think he's a natural leader. I really do. You know, he didn't have a great – he had good numbers this past Sunday and threw the ball well from time to time, ran the ball extremely well, and yet he fumbled twice and had a couple of mistakes. And, you know, he owns up to it. He owns them, you know. And that's, I think, an element of leadership. Like, yeah, I made these mistakes. I can do better. He's not wallowing in it. He's not feeling sorry for himself. But he kind of looks at it analytically and says, I can do better than that, and I plan on doing it. So I think he's come a long way as a leader. I think he is unquestionably the leader, one of the great leaders on this team, and I think that'll only grow the more he's around here. I really do. I think he is the right guy. You're right. It was a really good pick for the Bills.
John, in saying all that, how good can Josh Allen be? I mean, maybe it's not a fair question to ask at this point. He's still so young, but how good can this guy be in his career?
I'm sorry, who are you asking about?
Josh Allen.
Oh, how good can he be? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are people who are ready to put him in the Hall of Fame around here. I'm not there yet. he led his team to the playoffs last year. And I don't know. I really don't know. I think that's a very interesting question about Josh because, obviously the sky's the limit, but he's a tremendous physical specimen. You see him when he runs. He's big and he's strong and, you know, he's been healthy so far. He needs to stay healthy and that could be an issue as he continues to risk himself by running with the football that much. One part of his game that I didn't mention that I really saw last Sunday that I think is improvement, he senses pressure better this year. He seems to anyway. He slides around the pocket. He's not just, you know, tucking the ball under and running for his life. He takes a little sidestep and gets away from pressure and another open receiver. How good can he be is a really good question. I don't know. I think the good news is he gets a little bit better. It appears every year. This year, it appears that he's done that this year, too, and that bodes well for the future for Josh and the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Murph, is there a game on the schedule that you look at? I mean, we always say don't look ahead, but, I mean, the schedule comes out. You pour up and down the thing and, you know, look at when it might be in the calendar, what the weather might be like, all of these different variables. Is there, other than the divisional games, is there a game that you look at and you say, that's going to be, at this time of the year, that's going to be a big game for the Bills?
Yeah, I don't try to look at the entire 16-game schedule because it is a grind, but I'll tell you what, October 15th, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be here for Thursday Night Football. We don't know yet whether fans will be allowed in that game, maybe limited fans. The state and the Bills haven't decided yet. But they're the defending Super Bowl champs. It's Mahomes versus Josh. I think the Bills, I'm watching the Houston Texans kind of stumble around last Thursday night against Kansas City. I think the Bills are a better matchup for the Chiefs than the Texans are, at least. And to me, if they get through these first four games here going into that game with a good record, that will be a tremendous game and maybe the best Thursday night game of the NFL season, to be honest.